Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you. Well, Yahoo's latest whiz kid millionaire, Nick DeLoisio, he hit it big this week at the ripe old age of 17. He was paid upwards of $30 million for an app he designed. DeLoisio might be one in a million kids, of course, but could we prep all kids to be programming dynamos like this? Can we educate them to be Nick DeLoisio's? Brian Wong is on the line with us. He's co-founder and CEO of Keep, that's spelled K-I-I-P, and he's only 21. He's another example of a young entrepreneur. Brian, hi.
Hi there.
Thanks for joining us. Compared to Nick DeLoisio, you're an old man at 21.
Yes, it appears so.
Well, so I asked the question in the top there. What does it say about an education of a kid like this, of a kid like you, who's made, forget about the millions of dollars, but who's been an entrepreneur at such an early age? It seems to me Nick and you are outliers. We can't breed you. We can't educate you in school. There are just a couple of geniuses among us, and we benefit from it, hopefully.
Yeah, I think at the same time, I always joke that, you know, as long as you have a pair of hands and a good head on your shoulders, there's a lot of potential, and also a computer and an internet connection, mind you. And so I think a lot of what's happened is just the ability for anybody to just pop on, build something amazing, use the tools that have been available, you know, for creating any type of thing with massive distribution, like the app world, is something that's enabling so many more youth.
Yeah. Is the app world, is it something, though, that really relies on occasional highly talented people or even geniuses like Nick DeLoisio, maybe like you? Or is it something that we should specifically be educating kids for? We're talking about coding. Should we, you know, in elementary schools, do we need to teach coding, or genius coding always be the province of a couple of special people who just get it?
I think coding should be almost like something that should be taught in elementary school and then evolved in the high school. There's an organization called code.org. I think there was a video that went viral very recently that had a whole bunch of tech luminaries in it and said that everybody, like, you had people like Jack Dorsey, who's the co-founder of Twitter, to guys like even Chris Bosh from the NBA going, you know, you guys should code. And I think it's something that everybody has the ability to pick up. My background was actually both in coding and in design. So when I was very young, I learned how to use Photoshop and do graphic design.
So what's the future of the average coder, let's say? Let's face it. Let's be honest with each other, Brian. There aren't going to be very many Nick DeLoisios. There aren't going to be very many Brian Wongs, even if we teach it in elementary school. So what does regular white-collar 9-to-5 coding look like in the future?
I think we're seeing a very big change in just the business ecosystem overall. There's so many more entrepreneurs that are emerging, either people who do have full-time jobs or those that just, you know, want to create something. So I think the future is, you know, you can create. There will be the flash of the pan successes, but at the same time, the opportunities to have something that millions of people could use is very much available to you and me.
Meanwhile, there is someone out there listening
yes.
right now who is a young Brian Wong, listen to me, a younger Brian Wong, a younger
yes.
Nick DeLoisio maybe, with a great idea. They have nowhere to turn, and they look to you. What's your advice?
I think you have something that people look towards as exciting. You're young. You have ideas that are super fresh. You don't have old habits that are bogging you down. Try to just think of something that seems super outlandish and people might look at you with a funny face, but keep on going. Keep on going.
Keep on going. That's the advice from Brian Wong, and he doesn't need to give any advice to Nick DeLoisio worth $30 million from Yahoo apparently now. Well, Brian, thanks for joining us. Brian is co-founder and CEO of Keep, K-I-P-P, at 21. Brian, thanks.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.